Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. Absolutely thrilled to have an author, a speaker, a historian, someone who has been at it a long time for a young gal, and she is a former senior policy advisor to the Reagan administration, to the U.S. Department of Education, and when they opened the door to her there, they opened up a can of worms in many ways. She is an author, she's a speaker, and again, she is such an important part of a puzzle that so many people are trying to put together. Thrilled to finally speak to her. Charlotte Thompson Isabeat is our very special guest. Charlotte, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. How are you? We've got rainy weather here on the river today, but that's all right. At least it's always beautiful, rain or shine here, and with my wild animals. I mean, not really wild, but, you know, good river animals. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm ready to go. We're all looking at quite unbelievable, I don't know what the word is for it, condition on our planet that has been absolutely developed over the years. That's exactly what we're probably going to be talking about today. And finally, I would say finally, they, in quotes, you know, the unelected George Soros and Bill Gates and a whole crowd, you know, starting way back in the beginning of the last century, they finally decided to, they were fed up with all of us researchers, great ones, far greater than I, through the years. I have my honor roll on my website, deliberatedumbingdown.com. People should go there and look at these extraordinary people who you've never heard of that have been fighting the battle to keep what's happening this very minute from happening. But they, in quotes, I was talking about them, evil people, they finally got tired of all the wonderful researchers out there that have been boycotted, of course. But they did get tired of them because don't think they haven't been listening to these great people over the years. They got tired of the opposition to world government, which has been given many labels, right? UN agenda, they started 20, and now it's to 2030. And we're looking at world government, which is a communist form of government that has been, you know, in the works for many, many years, 200 years or so, but basically starting out after World War One. Okay? And we're looking at the end game, and they wanted to wipe all the history, which are all these great researchers that I have in my honor roll on my website, deliberatedumbingdown.com. They got tired of us because they know they've been following us, although we've been boycotted completely by them over the years. But they figured enough people might know, and we're a problem. So they had to come up with something else, and that's so diabolical. They came up with COVID-19, which is being proven to be really quite a satanic operation. Yes, repeat, satanic operation to bring us down into this horrible, horrible, you know, reset that the trillionaire, billionaire people that have been around for years working on it, you know, the tax-exempt foundations, they finally figured that they had to shift the focus of the average American from the move towards world communist government, and the only way they could do it would be through a fake, the virus isn't fake, but a tremendous discussion going on all over the world about COVID, and that is the issue, and Americans have never had a war on their own property except the Civil War, and they don't know what the Europeans and all who oppose this COVID thing too, who know it is not a real problem. You know, they figured that they would have to take it. You know, it's in the United States that it's being not opposed as much as in Germany and in Europe and around the world. So anyway, they did that. It's very brilliant, and they moved. They shifted people's concern, if there was any concern about world government out there, because they've been boycotting it for 100 years now. Any history, they shifted whatever concern there was to a problem with health. and the American people don't understand what they're looking at. That's about it. And I try to get the history out there that we've got to understand that we take a stand against this, because if we don't, the future is so horrible, you know, the genetic manipulation and et cetera that is going on out there. I want to mention Jake Klysak's book, too, School World Order, his brilliant, brilliant book. They could get it. Anyway, I hate to give Amazon credit for selling it, but anyway, School World Order by Jake Klysak, unbelievably brilliant. He's a professor out of Chicago, that area, and he will explain to the American people, if they get that book by him, exactly what's happened. Anyway, so I hope that sort of in a nutshell helps people understand where we are now. And, you know, if I can even find this satanically convoluted, I really do understand the American people falling for this, because they didn't ever get any history in the schools, right? I can document that in my book, Deliberate Dumbing Down. Even a New York Times article in 1976 pointed out that we wouldn't have history anymore. That's in my book. That George, they point this out, George Washington would be portrayed as a traitor. Mm. And they'd get rid of history. That's the New York Times telling us that in 1976. And that's what happened, this deliberate dumbing down. And finally, after how many years? We've got about 50 years of that now. The American people don't know anything. Mm. And if you don't know history, you might as well just give up. So anyway, that's that. You can ask me any questions from that one.
Well, let me just jump in to remind folks of who they're listening to. If you're just tuning in a little late, or you're turning on your computers, or your radio's a little late, you're listening to just a wonderful author. And again, the book that she has referred to a couple of times is a must-get for everyone, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, A Chronological Paper Trail, Charlotte Thompson Isabeat. And she is a former senior policy advisor to the U.S. Department of Education. Frank McKay here with Charlotte. And Charlotte, I hate to interrupt you when you're getting into such heavy stuff, but to me, the amazing thing about you is that usually when somebody like you is discovered, like you were in the 80s, and they said, let's get her involved, let's get her mind involved in government, usually they own them after that, and usually they acclimate, folks acclimate, and they don't normally go to the outside and explain to the public what's going on.
Right.
And you're one of the folks who broke out and said, because I'm sure you could have had a very nice career in government just going along to get along and everything else, but you didn't
right.
do that. And I think that's amazing.
Well, I knew it was wrong. I mean, I leaked that document on technology, Project Better Education Skills Through Technology. I had access to that. And I saw this one page. Mind you, this is education. It's not the
yep.
CIA.
Right.
It was marked confidential. One page out of a 400-page document. And it said at the top, and I had been a local school board member, mind you, before I went in, so I had a lot of questions in my mind about the federal role, the funding of our local schools, and I knew something was very wrong. But when I got into the department, I saw this grant going out to all the states out of my office, and it said on that page, confidential. Well, wait a minute now. You know, we're not the CIA in education. Education is for our children. There should be nothing confidential about the plans to control education or to give us a good system or a bad system. There should be nothing confidential about it. And so I looked, and it said under that, I'm not kidding you, what we in the Department of Education, my office, under Ronald Reagan, can control and manipulate at the local level. And it listed all these things, the task forces, the special people to be appointed, the curriculum, everything was listed. And I just went, And I right then knew, because it was technology too, and it was a technology grant, which is what we're looking at right now, the ultimate in evil technology. And so I just said, okay, I'm leaking it. And I did, and I got myself fired. But luckily, I had everything out of the department, everything that I'd found, all the old papers from prior to my getting in, going way back 20, 30, 40, 50 years, I had everything. I had taken it out and put it in my apartment prior to leaking that document. So I had everything. And then I got out, and I, as you say, I just stuck with it because it, to me, was this was the greatest crime against parents and children, and that basically is humanity.
You know, I've spoken, you know, I've listened to you speak to different folks and your writings, and I'm fascinated by the work you've done and the research that you've done. And again, I'll remind folks once again, Frank McKay here with Charlotte Thompson is a beat, and she is, again, the author of many papers and actually a great chapter in Fleshing Out Skull and Bones, and that's a must get too. That is it's a wonderful book. But again, the book that everyone must get is The Deliberate.
Oh, I'm glad you've seen that book. Yes.
It's hard to get. I think I've spoken to people, but it's not easy to get. But maybe it is now. You know, these things go in waves. But I was going to say
they have it at Amazon.
They do. Okay.
Yep.
Fleshing out,
believe it
skull
or not.
And bones. Yeah, I'm surprised. You know, there's certain books that maybe they find disturbing, and again, it's important to read things that people don't want you to read for some reason or another. And again, Skull and Bones has been a big subject of yours. It's also interesting that you've served not only at the national level, the federal level, but at the local level. So you've had.
Oh yes, that's where you see it all. If you've been out of the country like I was for 20 years, right? I came back in, and then I decided to run for school board. Innocent mom, right? And that was it. What I found out, I went through the change agent training, but a retired teacher called me, and because they're beating up on me in my community, we had all these new people coming into this lovely town in Camden, Maine. And they were major change agents, really, themselves. They were moving in, lots of money people, you know. And they were beating up on me all the time in the press, et cetera. And, you know, I was crazy and this and that and everything. And then I got a phone call. This is the most important thing that ever happened to me. And all Americans, really, if they care about the country, should be honoring this retired teacher who called me. And she said, I was used to being beaten up by every phone call, right? And she said, I'm a retired master teacher, taught all over the world. And she said, I just want to let you know you're absolutely correct. And I thought, oh, I am? I really didn't even know what I was looking at. But I didn't like what I saw. And she said, yes, but I don't think you understand what this is. And I said, no, I don't. And she said, well, I want to pay for you to go for change agent training.
Wow.
And I said, what's that? You know, what's that? She said, you'll find out. And so I went. And there were really some good teachers from our district there and friends of mine. And there was a facilitator that gave the training. And he was using Ronald Havelock's change agents, innovations in education. Big book that we got was part of the money that she paid for me to go. And I went through that training, and the thing that really bothered me the most was a section training us on how to identify the resistors in our community. And I thought, oh, I'm a resistor. I'm being trained to identify myself. And, you know, dot, dot, dot for your listeners, huh? That's what got me.
Yeah. Wow.
That was it.
It's just
was a federally funded program.
It's amazing. But a lot of the things that you've been saying for years, I think, are flushing out now. And it's getting harder for certain people that maybe said, oh, she's crazy. She doesn't know what she's talking. It's getting harder for them to say that now. And especially, you know, you mentioned reset in the age of COVID. It is a reset. It's a major reset. And we pay attention when it's our health. It's like, oh, wait a second. She's not talking about education anymore. Now people are talking about health. Let's pay attention to what's going on here. And
that's right.
And along with that, along with the health scare, and, you know, of course, we have a lot of people that are concerned about their civil liberties being invaded upon, to say, you know, to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
And we are now in a new world. Not the new world order that George Bush talked about, right? But a new world, and a lot of these things you warned about.
Absolutely. You have a wonderful understanding of this. I'm very glad you contacted me. You've done a lot of your homework. And I just hope the listeners will do the homework. And by the way, my book, the big one, the original, the updated version is still for sale at Amazon. And it's very important because it deals with school choice and charters, which will basically, if you can believe it, bring us down under all federal control because it's tax funded. But the original book, The updated version covers the school choice issue a lot. It's much smaller, the updated version of Deliver Coming Down, 2011 version. But the older one is no longer available for sale. There are no copies left. But it is a free PDF on the Internet. And you can download it at my website, deliberatedumbingdown.com. So you can read that free. And that is very good. We put that up free. Because there are no copies left. It's a free PDF.
Mm. Yep. Wow. Just great. And it's a must listen to everyone. It's a must, anything that Charlotte is saying is a must listen. And this is a must read. And please get it. And you can't beat the price when you talk about a free download. And again, Charlotte Thompson is our very special guest. Frank McKay here. Thrilled to have the former senior policy advisor to the Reagan administration, the U.S. Department of Education, here with us. And again, the thing that I think just rounds it out beautifully is the fact that she was elected locally to a school board. And, of course, she has the experience at the federal level. And to really have a full grasp of the full Monty, so to speak, I mean, the complete from kind of womb to tomb kind of a belief that folks have in the United States education system from local to federal and where it goes. And this woman knows more about that than just about anyone out there. She has been studying this, and she has written a must read, and to this day a must read. Charlotte, not to jump way ahead here, but we got a break coming up in a couple moments, and hopefully we have you for a second part and a second segment. But in closing this first part, what is it that folks should be looking at now with COVID-19, with the vaccines starting to get ready to be rolled out, and we keep hearing new news and so forth? What should we be aware of?
Well, I think that, Kennedy, the youngest one, who's involved with the anti-vaccine movement. This is a Kennedy family, right? His work is extremely important right now. And he has got all the documentation that these vaccines are absolutely poisonous. And the ones that they're rolling out, that President Trump is rolling out soon for us, we should not go near them. I would like to say that. Do not go near them. I mean, the statistics on death rates and sickness rates and everything on COVID have been so screwed up, that's hardly the word, that there's no way anybody can even discuss the subject anymore. One day it's this. Oh, Fauci says, wear a mask. Then a week later he says, you don't have to wear one. I mean, you see, this is a diabolical operation which attacks our ability, our thinking ability, and our ability to come to any conclusion about whether it's good or bad or what. And I think that it's very, very important. I mean, I would have said prior to this that education, the mess, was very important for people to understand. And but they've shifted us from that to this monster. Let's call it fake, really. COVID scare, and to get us to take these evil vaccinations. And the proof is coming out now, mostly from overseas, right?
Yeah.
Although the Canadians, whatever it is, that's great. He was the head of the Canadian School of whatever, high up, Royal School of whatever, doctor. He's come out and said that this is a farce. That's a much nicer word than I can think of other words. It's absolutely evil. It's absolutely diabolical, this latest assault on humanity through using a fake issue. And people do not take, oh, you asked me my last words? Do not go for the shot. No, don't take it. Look, think first of all about what the future is that we're all looking at right now, a complete shift from the traditional lifestyle that all of us have. It's a complete shift to a totally evil future for you and your children. So what good is it going to do you to take the shot? I mean, really, you want to live under that?
Charlotte,
you're better off just going away.
Keep your thought, and we're going to take a quick break. It's Frank McKay, much more importantly, the author of The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, A Chronological Paper Trail. The key word, the operative word in there is deliberate. And it is a must-read for everyone. And if you go to deliberatedumbingdown.com, is that correct, Charlotte? Deliberate dumbing?
Yes, that's correct. And, you know, I want to give you credit for saying calling the operative word.
Deliberate.
I had a good friend. Deliberate is the operative word. And when I wrote it, a friend of mine, she was the wife of Fred Gwynne, remember, the monsters?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, she was my closest friend. She died last year. And she was quite a liberal.
Wow.
And when she read the book in the beginning, I gave it to her. And I thought, oh, she's going to think I'm cuckoo. And she read it, and she said just what you said. The operative word is deliberate.
Yeah. Well,
just exactly what you said. That's Fred Gwynne's wife.
Wow. Yeah, yep. Very bright people, too, the Gwynnes, from what I understand. But let me take a break here. And again, Charlotte Thompson Isabee is our very special guest. And get the book and go to the website. And we'll be back right after this.